Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness and love could be born.
down, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like, with what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We'd like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. Well tonight's your night. Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit. And do what you like.
Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch digger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a Sonic, to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, your piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Ain't nothing. This nigga in here stressing, talking that old off-the-wall, back-to-Africa shit again.
What, that guy body shit?
Yeah, that dumb shit. I'm trying to get up out of here.
I hear that. But yo, you know the spot is pumping tonight.
Where? For real, where?
You know, where the real niggas is popping the Cristal.
Not that white stuff.
like them thug style, link rockin', the mink coppin'. Hit you on a sink, $100 drink poppin'. The head to make you take them shopping, the foul doctrine. Reminiscent of my first time up in a chick, you was innocent, but now you rent a dick, we're the tightest shit. Chanel looking real, airbrush nails. Hit the gym, hit the scales, heaven sent but negligent. To see your prophecy, your ebony tone is locking me. The way you moan make me daydream of you on top of me. Wishing I could be the one man, but you juggle way too many willies all in one hand. You wanna run up in clubs, getting rubbed on. Niggas pull your hair, shake your fat rear, get your fuck on. Following weak, you back there, but what you stuck on? Weed, clouds, and cars, puffing with some little nigga. Husband not knowing she's out, cause you believe Eve. Mother Earth for the seed, niggas thirst you. You just let them hurt you and leave. What up, mom? Frontin' like you naive. Push a man's whip, calling police when you flip. Can't understand it. Yo, it should be a throne for us. But for now, that's a whole different zone from us. World.
Diamonds all shining, looking low fine. Pretty little face, get a little high. Young girl struggling, trying to survive. Mother of the earth, she made you an ass. Just her friend.
Grow up, girl, and said you want revenge, so now you act the nicest. So who's ever getting down to trifles? To get his mind, all you do is give him something priceless. Cousin Tom here realized the thighs is all he need. More than weed, then you hit him off with lies and greed. There you go again, starting wars, making me more yours. Seem to get a kick out of keeping me on all fours. Face glistening, I'm addicted to you. Original, with somebody got me picturing you. Igloos, the ice tricking on you. You never listen to this nigga spinning Franklin's or tennis anklets. Must have had a bad deal in the past though. Can't even keep it real with a nigga with cash flow. Same men are all the same. What we need to do is break this chain. You gotta jump part time and school's your night thing. With dreams to settle down, it ain't far from now. You're getting interviewed, but your boss is into getting screwed. Typical day that the black girl sees. Coming home wanting more from a college degree. Niggas are where the coke is, nice and thug-like niggas. Yo, you seem hopeless, your value too much to be measured. I wonder how you could ever be played. Your pussy worth gold amounting to more than the world, but not knowing nothing about you. You leaving the crib, taking all your kids out to drop them off, letting some nigga knock you off so hot and soft. That's the same thing that got you lost growing up, seeing it. It should remind you, you being lied to. Everything that moved be inside you, sacred as you are, left with these wannabes to guide you. I watched you, hard to knock you, I try not to. They spot you, I dance the topless in your drawers. Damn, look, there goes a black girl lost.
My baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. Don't you think about lines on the skin of you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be akin to you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Flashing, I would have traded it all in We ought to be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing.
I can't really explain.
My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard? You would think I was crippin'. Now you relaxing in the bins. Credit cards are no limits, so you don't worry about maxing when you spend. But since you been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends, huh? Steak. Remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious, dip taste deuces. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. I'ma slide the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it, yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King? I'm a little out.
Hey, what's good? I'm feeling good out here. You know what I mean? Another day, another dollar.
I know that's right. I'm all for that. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Yeah, I'm definitely in the building on Mars. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, don't forget to press that one and engage us. We'd love you to. Before I go on any further, I have to give a huge shout-out and thank you to someone who is a very good friend of mine, who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my co-host were just speaking on. And to acquire them, I get that in a minute. But I'm going to say thank you and shout out to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. Now, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over at, I think it's Raw Links, be raw at facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will absolutely make sure you get to adorn your body with those pieces of jewelry. Now, okay, this topic is I think it's beautiful, the words. You know how I am. So I think it's just lovely. Light, love, and poetry. That's really inspiration. All three of those words. Anything, I mean, yeah. So much can come from them. I love it.
That's where it has to be at, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You walk down that street, you know what I'm saying? Spreading light, love, and poetry, you know what I'm saying? That's when we
Absolutely.
Out here in the community.
Absolutely. I'm all about spreading light, and just, you know, my heart is full of so much love. People have no idea how much love I have inside of me for just humanity, period. As ugly as this world can get, I still am full of it. I've never been blocked off from the feeling of love that I have to give. I may have developed a couple of ugly feelings, but that feeling of love inside of me that I want to give to people has always been there, you know. And the poetry thing, too, man. So, yeah, love and light. How about you?
Hey, we out here, you know what I'm saying? That's always where it got to be at, one. You know what I'm saying? There's no time for the – you always got to focus on the good, not the bad and the ugly, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, things can be controversial. And, you know, you just got to know what you want out here and feel what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Even to the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I am ready for some poetry. I already know how it goes. I got to ask you anyway. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Well, thank you. I can search right. A little bit more. All right, so I'm going to step down off the stage, okay, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece I titled, Coming Along. Play your cards, put it on the glass table with no chips. Same way I ride around in that eggshell nice whip. Cruise upon the game, recognizing the poker face. Traits might be the same. I'm in a place that's out of state. Grab a vibe that's instrumental. Structure words forming lines. Any mountain of thoughts I climb, leaving weak minds behind. Been through much matters. Mapped out many issues. Some of the things that lift you can be the same thing that diss you. Knock on the door of Lady Luck. She in bed with Father Time. Into rooms blind, keeping the angel sound of chimes. Windows and walls, wooden floors with broken halls. Burner phone calls. Reach out, touch the ones before. I'm used to having chores. Since a youth, I was cool. Hanging with certain dudes, yet still I learned a lot of rules. Move amongst vultures, in and out of my culture. Molding my own awareness through observation. This is my sculpture. King.
You know, you always end on an exclamation point. Your whole piece is your exclamation. And you mean that. You are very direct and intentional with your words. I like that, though. That's your style. You know, some people probably be like, he's kind of harsh. What are you saying? I don't think so. I think you are very, very direct. You know? Yeah, you don't pull no punches, and that's what's up.
I see the world for what it is on that, and not what it's supposed to be on that. You know, there's too much going on out here. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a voice of reason, not a voice of treason. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Go where it need to go, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
amen.
The Pearl of Necklace.
Yes, yes.
And
all right.
You right here with you on the stage. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to do this one. I might have did this before on here, but I'm going to do it again. All right. So someone tried to sweep away my stardust. That tenacious, bright trail of light that I purposely set out for those that feel lost in their dark. For those that can't see what to reach for when trying to desperately find their way out. For those who want to know what they still want to know that they do matter. They have purpose. For those who just want some kindness and love. My stardust is a permanent imprint on the soul. It's good medicine for the spiritual immune system. Because my stardust is tied to love. Love that awakens that which lay dry, dormant, and left in ruins. Love giving that necessary boost that inspires to continue. Love that feeds and fills what's empty. You can't just sweep away love. So for those of you who still feel lost, take a deep breath and exhale. Close your eyes, hold your head up, then look inside and find that happy space. There is your way. And I'm here, you see. Just as the precious air and water is essentially necessary, the essence of my poetry is me. The gentle construct of every cell in my body and the unremovable memories from life being my learning tree. It is the beginning energy of my spirit that this soul embodies, and I am the essence of my poetry, and all that be me, and that's that piece.
That's right. Love, light, and poetry. Light, love, and poetry. That was a beautiful piece.
Thanks.
I couldn't even remember if I heard that before. You know what I mean? But damn show was flat up.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Actually, I just wrote this a few days ago, if not, last week. I just wrote this, so. And I don't know what show I did it on, but I do recall fitness, like the day that I did. I don't know what show it was on, but I know I did fitness. So you may have heard it, may have not heard it. I don't know, but I'm glad I got through it again.
I know that's true. But it is yourself.
Well, we have callers, but nobody seems to want to put their hand up right now, so maybe we should give them some music or something. What you think?
Yeah, I'm going to drop them off in the song right now. And just know that it's all about me, myself, and I. Self-love is very important.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on a twisting up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 4, do you have the answer?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I guess, just can't think of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if this whole song was going to play or not. Okay, we're back up in here. And it's getting close to that 10 o'clock hour, coming up on 20 of. So you have, ladies and gentlemen, approximately for what, up until about 10:59 to get up in here? Then you can't. You're going to miss out on everything because the blog talk lady, yeah, she's going to cut you off You ain't got no chill. She do not care. So I'm going to give you the dial-in number once again. It is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Let me throw a station identifier up in here. And we'll be right back. King, I got a question. First off, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with that. I got a question. Oh, Lord, I done forgot my question. Well, let me see if I can dig up something else. How do you feel when, see, you, I know you stay pretty upbeat. So how do you feel when you are in those really, really good moods and then somebody comes along and tries to, like, cast a shadow over your love and your light when you are doing your poetry? How do you handle that?
I've learned over the years to recalibrate myself because sometimes when you have a light force around you, and people just come with that dim or dark stuff, you got to find a way to figure that out, how to, you know what I'm saying, kill that noise, you know what I'm saying, send it somewhere else, you know what I'm saying, send it back to sender or whatever. But that's what I do. Yeah, return to sender.
Okay.
So here you go. This don't belong to me. This is all you, baby. I mean,
I know that's right. I know that's right. I give it right up to the universe. Here, you take that. I'm good. I got other things to handle. Some important shit. So, I'm
Wayne singing Michael Jackson. Do you remember? No, I don't remember. And I don't plan on either. You can keep that. Keep all that.
I'll fill you on that one. Yeah. All right, well. I guess it's time for some more poetry since we don't see no hands up or nothing like that. You know, it's all good, though. It's all good because we don't.
I want to throw something into the universe, the different universe, some words that I came about with my first book in 2017, Blue Miles from the Sky. You know, what I said was, like on the back of the book, I say, God's purpose in this world is to keep faith in all that we believe in. But no one has the answer, only the key to unlock the unknown. We should respect the source and live through divine wisdom with knowledge of our ancestors.
You are too right.
And that's why, it's always important to have knowledge itself, but that's why I'm about to go into this piece, which is from that book, Blue Miles from the Sky.
All right, well, let me get out the way again. And, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled "Is Good." So when you're in the hood, you know when we say "Is Good," it's G-U-U-D. All right, I'm going to go into this piece. Mind, body, and soul, absent thoughts from the flesh. The will of God at its best, nothing more, nothing less. Allow everything natural to exist day to day. Battle all challenges with the way we kneel and pray. A lot of thoughts we hold on to, so hard to let things go. In order for us to grow, raise up on below. Even a dead man can sing a song and not be heard by everyone. Reach out and touch the heart of someone and have a little fun. Smile a little, hug a little, kiss and say hello. Leave the past in a glass bottle. Enjoy a new tomorrow. The present is now. Show your presence when it's due. Focus on the new and know exactly what to do. Stay balanced on the wave. Remain grounded when you flow. Knock loud on the world door and let people know. I'm here to take position. Stand, check me out. It's not about word of mouth when you have that certain count. King.
Yo. You gotta come that strong tonight. Mm-hmm.
Old stuff, you know what I mean? But you know, it's memorable, you know what I'm saying? Because with that first book, it was nothing but light, love, and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Michael Jackson moment for me. You remember?
I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. You gotta start with, referring back to Michael Jackson again, you gotta start with the man in the mirror. Okay? And that's where the truth lies, and that leads you to the discovery of who you actually are. And with everything else in life, man, if you can handle facing yourself, because you know a lot of people can't do that. They don't even know who the hell they are these days. You can face yourself and accept who you are. Man, please, life is going to flow for you. So, yes, I like that. I like that a lot, man. That's a fact.
Thank you.
I got something else for you. It ain't as deep as yours, but it's something.
Poetry is always beautiful, so it doesn't even matter. The mic is yours.
Thank you. That's what's up. My patience teaches me to heal. And I am ready to love again because my angel spoke with the whispers in my heart and came to a decision that it is safe to love again and to be loved because I come from love and I'm worthy. I am love. No longer curiosity's prey with smoke and mirrors. My heart is too special for just any old body to access it. Unfortunately, it took a whole lot of hurt, anger, and pain, and piecing it back together through time for me to understand that. But I know love is coming, and I will see him, because my heart will choose the one that doesn't choose his ego. And when we meet, our souls will recognize all the imperfections and all the work put in. And our energies will be the perfect collision. Because his light will shine so bright that I'll see my wings again, reminding me that I never lost the ability for my heart to fly free. See, through angelic counsel, I've learned that that one perfect love for you takes time to be created. They have to learn to love themselves just as I did. But they got to be molded to fit. Demised, so to speak. And our souls have already had this conversation. We just got to recognize each other. And when it finds me, y'all know I'm ready to love again. And I say peace.
Oh, you got me ready to go in the bag over there.
Go in it.
That was like right there. You know, one thing, I see things now. It must have been a reason I accepted the download yesterday and today. You know, God has reasons for everything that are memorable, you know, because it attracts and goes into the wave of today's society. So this piece is called Into the Moment. You know,
all right.
Way back when.
Mike is
all right. All praises to the Most High. Lift me up till I'm sky high. Rest in peace to the old God. Nowadays meet the new God. Location of me at the shore in Cape May. I reside on the north side. They pass me by, the God in my eyes. I levitate before my demise. Grinding hard from a cloth I was cut. Can't dupe that old fabric. Challenging dolphins and rabbits. Feed them bait and raw cabbage. Speak to the source. Keep steady on course. God's plan is a big one. Gave light to the stars, the moon, and the sun. My physical self is at one. Some of the people that's lost in this world can't connect with my level. Dancing around with ill devils and rebels, I refuse to just settle. Prayers on deck, spiritual circle, embody the earth and its issues. Don't let these problems get to you. Faith is the only thing to fix you. Walking and talking, speaking a language, meditate on the fly. So I'm bright with my light when I'm ready to take flight. Way up on that high. I said I'm way up on that high. Looking below at these zeros. But our clouds on earth's surface pillows. Praising God for his heroes. Praising God for his heroes, I'm blessed in many ways unnatural. The things that I want don't really have to, only advance to catch you. Nights be so dark on evenings I work, they planning my exit quick. Whoever they mix along with their tricks, go and prepare my crucifix. Treat me like Jesus with Romans and told my eyes closed at unknown. When I go back home, I return to your throne, refreshed and fully atoned. Simple of all that disgraced the heart of God, child in the flesh. Sorry you tried your best, because you're stressed on life and can't accept.
Damn. Yo, I feel like I'm being lost in the dust, in the sandstorm or something. Damn.
Right,
yo, that is dope. I love that one. God.
You know, when I wrote that piece, when I was like 2016, I was going through a lot of things. Troublemakers was there at the job. They was coming at me all different ways, sideways, midway, horizontal, vertically. And the only thing I could do at that time, I just recycled the energy, you know, and I came up with that piece on a release.
No, that's a blessing to be able to do that because some people don't know how to focus. They allow themselves to stay emotional and they don't want to give it to the highest power, you know, and it can tear you down. Man, I have so much appreciation for that words and that piece. Oh my God.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, we're going to rock this thing out. You know what I mean? So, you know, we right here. You know, we both light workers, we light bearers, and we bring forth nothing but righteousness to the fold. Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got another little something.
I know you got a little something. I know you got something in the chamber.
Yeah, it's a little something. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Pour Rain Into My Cup So I Can. Invest in me. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. I have space. Pour into me as I pour into you and let our reasons for becoming more than just being overflow smoothly, beautifully, spiritually. Pour into me. I love your storm. Pour rain into my cup so I can show you life blooming again and again as we speak our understanding into this life. then we can watch the world flourish. Let us continue to flow and spotlight your passion with sunlight through my rainforest. Because amidst this storm, your spirit is fierce and I feel safe. You're beautiful without making a sound, yet speak in silence like clouds through subsiding winds and the calming of leaves on trees. Pour into me. Love your storm. And we are one in this dance. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. For there is no such thing as poetry which does not save. I'm your lyrical beauty. So pour rain into my cup so I can create poetry in you. And that's that piece.
I'm not even going to give you no snaps, but I'm going to give you an applause.
Whoa, thank you.
That was dope and fly. I love that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Welcome. You always have a certain way of expressing your poetry, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love about you. So, we could bang another round out, you know what I'm saying, and then go into some music, or you want to go into some music right now? Which do you prefer?
I need some music right now because I got the, you know, nature's calling.
All right. All right, we're going to get into this. We're going to get into some Kwame, you know what I'm saying, one of the big boys. We're going to go back.
Why do you want to be someone else? Why do you want to win what someone else wears? Or get a cut like someone else's hair? Or be seen in someone else's glare? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I do my own thing, speak my own slang, be in my own slang. Know what I'm saying? Cause baby, I'm a star. You know who the hell I am? It's paying off a lot. I had everyone rocking the streets and wearing a polka dot. It's okay, this life I enjoy, and I'm cool beating Kwame. And I'm one of the big boys.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You have entered into King and Queen's Quarters. This is Epiphany Radio, for real entertainment network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. Oh, King, you be taking me back with that music. I tell you all the time, I always picture my hair before I started locking it. Yo, the door knocker earrings, all of that, the white little calves and the 10-speed bike, and yo, it's always a summertime thing going on in my head. When you start handling them wheels and steel, yo, that's what's up.
Definitely. DJ.
Yeah. That's what's up, definitely. And those were pretty good times back then. Yeah, so I don't mind. Absolutely. So, what else you got?
Let's bang it out with you.
Oh, absolutely. Right, and I'm here. I'm always down the ride shotgun. That's what's up.
I know. No doubt. This is a piece titled Fresh.
Mike is yours.
Out of nowhere, she appeared in the form of a goddess. She held out her hand and told me, please don't be modest, explaining my humble manner so that she will know. Blinded by her glow, she picked me up while I am low, me on the street, and saw a mirrored reflection. Took a deep breath as I asked for a lesson, so kind of her to show me many different ways. The concepts of loyalty and honesty I ate, such feelings so deep that make you always think of her. Anything outside of love to me is just a blur. Although inanimate, still compassionate, and very cool, I get the greatest sensation when I'm always thinking of you. Miss TLC, very beautiful to me. Always in my heart, with my eyes can't see. Okay.
Wait a minute. Did you say Miss TLC? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, Miss Tender Loving Care.
Wow. I like that. Yeah, that joke got me smiling. I like that. That was really, really nice. Miss Tender Loving Care. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a Benny Ripperton moment. Drifting on a memory.
I love me so many Ripperton. Oh, my God. Make me miss my sister now. Damn, she's been gone since I was a little girl, but I remember always coming in, and no matter what, whenever she was when she was home, she always had Minnie Riperton playing. But that was back then when we had the 8-track. See, a lot of people and a lot of folks don't know about the 8-track.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Some things pop or messed up. You can't even work surgical magic on them jokes.
Okay. I don't even think it was a rewind on that joint. You had to just let the whole joint play through it.
I know. That was just a click.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I remember my aunt and I think my brother had one too. There was buttons on there. I think it was like 1 through 8, I think.
Okay. I don't remember all of that, but I do remember the size of them joints. And back then, it was just different back then. Shoot, make me want to pull up some mini rippers. I wish I had it in my playlist, but it's all good.
I know,
It's all good. But I got another piece. This one might be a little bit longer, but it's another piece.
Let's flow. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is called All I've Ever Wanted. Always been full of love to give, and many would claim to have loved me, but I can't seem to recall ever actually feeling it from another. So I used to come with apologies attached to every part of me, clumsy and stumbling around, believing that in order to be loved, hold on, I lost my place. Okay, clumsy and stumbling around, believing that in order to be loved, I had to apologize for everything about myself because I wasn't the desired model. So whomever came along was owed an apology, allowing bits and pieces of me to be used for convenience sake. This is a temporary tool to use to help fix what was damaged in their world at that time. All because I felt like I was supposed to be needed, not realizing what I wanted was important. But one day, I stumbled and fell so hard that I thought I'd never recover. But I did, and it awakened what I couldn't fathom. Now I invest in my mended heart because I know what I want. And that it's okay to have it. What I've always wanted was a love I never have to question, with a bond so strong that when the wind stirs, it doesn't break under the weight of an argument. I want for someone to look at me with their heart like I was Christmas morning, like I'm everything they ever wanted, every day. To feel his burning desire for me always in the collision of our lips. For us to pray together, knowing we have a star it will be set upon. Nothing goes to heart like patience. So I want for him to be patient enough to know one day he'll have the best of all of me. I want to look in his eyes and see that it's my story he's reading, knowing that I'm the one he's drawn to, want him to want only me. What I desire, what I deserve. And that's that piece.
What I desire, I deserve. That's what's up. True that.
Thank you. And that's true. We got some hands up here, King. We
got some hands up.
Oh, we got some hands up, yeah. Y'all have to forgive me if I don't recognize the phone number, so I can't call out your name, but I'll just shout out your area code. You ready to open up these mics, King?
Let's open the mic up, see who we got here.
All right, this first area code is 815. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Gina Storm. I had to call from my landline because my cell phone is in a bowl of rice.
You dropped it in water. It got wet.
I was cleaning my stovetop and it fell in the dishpan for about 3 seconds. But, yeah, it's been dead since Saturday night.
Oh, Lord.
My daughter told me to give it at least 48 hours. My brother said 72. My mama said, take it to Best Buy and tell the AT&T people that I need a new phone. And
I am not mad at mama. I love my moms.
My mom, first mom and second mom live together, and second mom has me, mom, and third mom on her plan. So it's the four of us. Everybody got their upgrades except me. And my mom was like, what you waiting on? That's a Galaxy 10E. Ain't nobody got that old-ass phone no more, baby. You know what I said? Me, it's small and it fits in my little hand. And I love my phone. The change. And then my mom was like, well, you know what? If you don't embrace technology and moving forward, you're going to be left in the past. She's 70 and I'm 53. So I'm going to just stand down and go to Best Buy and get a new phone this week.
Yeah, I think I would too. You know what?
Look, last time I didn't listen to my mom, it didn't work out for me.
See, I'm a fan of Galaxy, so
I love my phone. I got a Samsung tablet, and I've been using it basically to communicate with people. I use my Messenger to text my daughter and say, baby, when you get a chance, call the house. I don't need groceries this week, just water. And she said, Mom, I had already went to Walmart when I got your message. Are you, you know, in dire need? I said, no, I got like 10, 12 bottles, but I drink 8 to 10 bottles of water every day, so I'm going to need water tomorrow. And it was funny because she said, what happened to your phone? It got wet. She said, you dropped it in the toilet. Because she was I used to call her toilet phone. My daughter dropped, I'm going to say, four phones in the course of her life. She's 31. During the course of my baby's life, I know for a fact at least three, but I'm thinking four times she dropped her phone in the toilet.
Wow.
Her hair, getting dressed for school, getting in the shower. One time she put her towel on the sink, and when she picked her towel up to dry off, her phone fell in the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm 815 regardless. So if it's 815-727, I'm calling from the house. And if it's 815-382, I'm calling from my cell. When I get it back, I would like to keep my same number because this is the first time in I don't even know how long that I have kept the same number. I used to break up with people and get my number changed.
Yeah. I hear you. We got to get into this question for the evening.
Yeah, please, Susan, thank you, because I don't know what's going on. I just, like I said, I took a shower after I ate dinner, and all I could think was, let me call to Epiphany and see what's really going on. So there you go.
That's what's up. All right, so tonight we are talking about love, light, love, and poetry. I'm trying to say, how do you feel about that? What is your take on that?
You mean poetry about love? Or
it could be
when
about
I'm in
that,
love?
It could be about that, too. You know, poetry is very, very vast.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you in three parts. One, I have been half of a collaborative partnership with my partner in love, being my partner in rhyme. And we did collabs together in poetry before he passed away. May he rest in peace, King's Cadence. That was a huge part of my journey as a poet. I have been in love with people who were not poets, didn't understand what it was that I did, and felt some type of way about the attention that I received from being a poet. And that was problematic in my relationship, so I would downplay my poetry so that I could focus on my love life. And part three, I will not and cannot love a man who does not love poetry the way that I do, even if he's not a poet. I need him to respect my pen and my voice because I need this like I need oxygen And if he doesn't understand that, he doesn't understand me.
I know that's right. I can dig that. I can absolutely dig that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know that you brought something for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, Ms. Stone, I'm going to back down off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, LaPerla. You as well, King Atterbury. I'm so happy to be here this Monday evening because I don't always make it, but when I do, I want to show up and make y'all proud. I'm going to do a freestyle because, like I said, I don't have my phone, so I can't read out to the road. I could use my tablet, but it's on the charger because I was playing my games on my tablet. So I'm going to title my freestyle, Poetry Husband. There's a man who loves me the way that I deserve to be. And every morning we text each other, good morning, sunshine. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, baby. Good morning, hubby. Good morning, wifey. Because he's my poetry husband. We're not actually married, no. We haven't even met each other in person before. But the connection that we have is so amazing and necessary that I am grateful, humbled, and thankful that he can see me in a way that I wasn't seeing myself previously. See, the last love that I had passed away, and the love before that, it didn't last. He lived in another state that I could never return to because he and his ex were co-parenting a child that they believed did not need spanking, and I'm old school. So the way that I was brought up is, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And I seen their daughter doing some stuff that was wild, and I had to just remove myself from that situation, even though he had my heart on every occasion. The mistake that he made was he said this to my face, "You're the right woman at the wrong time." Oh, no, baby. That's not me by no means. See, I am that random major note in a song that you have heard before. I'm the beat track to a side, the other side of the album that you never listened to. I'm that dope song that you skipped repeatedly on iHeart and Spotify and didn't know that you needed to listen to. And that's okay, because I wasn't destined to be with him. I was benefited to have a man who could see all of my gifts. And although he's not in a position to marry me right away, that's okay, because I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm loving, and I'm understanding. I'm actually not even looking for a man, because since I got my cat, I'll be honest with you, she's all I can deal with right now. Between her, my daughter, my grandchildren, and my moms, my plate is full. But the fact that he loves me, and poetry the same way, and he understands and appreciates that I need to be able to spit my piece. I need to be able to pen my thoughts. I need to be able to pick up a mic and be free. I miss being on stage in a way that I can't even articulate. And I haven't been peopling very much these last few years, but I assure you that this year I will take flights and be on mics and do the thing that makes me happy and I glow from the inside out. And I'll be cheered on by my poetry husband. Even if we didn't jump the broom and exchange rings, he's the man who loved me when the men in my life couldn't. It wasn't that they weren't available to or they didn't know how. They were just so preoccupied by the physicalities of trying to woo me into their beds. And what they failed to realize is, you got to stimulate my mind. That should be your only focus when it comes to head. But they are not sapiosexual, nor are they intelligent enough, and their vocabulary is so limited that it makes me want to fight. And I know that's been my go-to for quite some time, but right now I'm going to be calm. Because there's a man who loves me, And even though he's not my hubby, he's my poetry husband, and that's okay. I can have that for this time, and it will sustain me. And until I get into an actual relationship, he's going to hold me down, and that's okay. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
That was really beautiful, and
right.
I totally understand
yeah.
it.
I totally
yeah.
agree.
My poetry, yeah. My poetry, it has to be acknowledged. You cannot just skip over it as if I don't have, that's like it's not a part of me. Poetry is my passion. It's almost like an appendage. So if you
mm-hmm.
can't understand it, you can't respect that and show some interest
yeah.
in it, then you can't even get near me. I won't even let you in my energy. That was beautiful, Gina. Thank you. King, what you got for that?
Thank you, Danielle.
I love the way you got it down. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There are men who and women who understand that there are so many of us who really want to be married in a relationship, committed and monogamous, but it's not a possibility right now. But one thing we're not doing is settling. So in the interim, there's somebody who will stand in the gap and say, you're okay, and you're enough, and you're beautiful, and you're loved. So until that man comes along, I'm not lonely, I'm not half, I'm not broken, I'm not searching. I'm content. So I appreciate my poetry husband, he knows who he is, for looking out for me.
Absolutely. All right, Ms. Storm, thank you very much. We're going to send you on over there to the Royale Lounge. Did I get it right, Kim?
I am going to chill. This has been a wonderful day for me. And usually I hate Mondays. And I woke up and got on this morning on Clubhouse. We do the AM drive at the Small House of Poetry. Me, Mama Donna, Just Jay, and the Small House family. I like to sleep till noon. I feel like my hours of operation are noon to midnight. So the fact that I was up this morning at 7 o'clock and I'm still happy and smiling at 9:21 here in Central Standard Time. I know it's 10:21 there. I'm just happy and grateful to be here with y'all. So I'm going to go to the lounge and get my boogie on. Matter of fact, I'm going to take my socks off. I got a pedicure. Yeah, y'all can see my toes today.
Right.
Enjoy
yourself. Thank
I love
you.
Y'all. I love one
mic. All right, King. We got another caller up here with the hand out. This is another one of Epiphany's hosts. This is Divine Inspiration. Hey,
yeah.
Pastor Paul. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you tonight?
Yeah, hello. How's everybody?
Everybody good?
I
well. Can you hear me?
What else? Can hear you just fine. You're crystal clear.
Oh,
thank
okay,
you.
So.
Man, it's good
yeah.
to hear from you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hard
I kind of feel like Gina.
Go ahead.
I kind of feel like Gina tonight. I just needed some poetry. A form of distraction or a comfort or what, or maybe all of the above, but I needed it tonight.
Well,
and
guess
I'm
what?
So glad.
Well, whatever the reason is, absolutely, whatever the reason is, you came to the right place. I'm trying to tell you. Ain't no better place to be. It's with your poetry. Hey, I'm a poet and don't even know it. Look at that.
Look, ain't no better place to be than on the line with Epiphany.
Okay. Is this leading to a collab?
Okay, a freestyle collab at that. How about that?
Uh-oh. Now I'm scared. All right, King, you got me scared. I'm running.
I was teasing with one last night. It was messing around with For Real at the Inspiration Factory. And you know how crazy that man is. But we had a good time last night.
I hear that. That's what we need. That's what we need. That's what we're supposed to do, you know. have a good time, eat good, and sleep good, and other things kick in naturally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask
so
you.
Nice.
Say that again.
My little nephew came in. I had to hide the bathroom to
oh,
quiet.
Okay.
He came
okay.
in. Asking to get
well,
some water.
Well, you hear the bathroom acoustic. All right. Well, divine inspiration. I have a question to ask you.
Front row.
All right. Don't front row me.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your take on light, love, and poetry?
They all share similarities with one another. For me, anyway, I guess that depends on the person. But for me, it does, because the love that I have for doing poetry, hearing poetry, being led by God to write poetry, brings light to a lot of situations. For me, and I've been told from others, I don't know, they're kind of intertwined. I love my poetry.
Uh-huh.
I love love. And I love empowerment and positivity, which would be the light portion.
Absolutely.
So they all walk hand in hand. For me, I can't have one without the other, I think. Because when I'm in love, I'm inspired to write, and I feel real good. They kind of all feed off of each other, a symbiotic relationship.
Okay. All right. I like that. I have to agree with that. What do you think, King? Everybody's take is a little bit different.
I agree, too. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Okay.
You gotta love,
all
gotta
right,
love what
right.
you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you really
Absolutely.
Do. That's what
Absolutely.
Keeps it from being, that's the difference between a job and a career, I think.
Now, see.
You're doing something that you love to do. It ain't work. You get paid for doing something that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. I was just getting ready to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Literally, I was getting ready to say those exact same words. But that's
wow.
okay. That's okay. It's all right.
Great minds think alike.
Huh?
The great minds think alike.
Always. Always. Indeed. Indeed. And then on that note, I'm going to get down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you, and whenever you are ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to do a piece called Caught Up. Have you ever felt like I'm feeling now? Like I'm caught up in an oceanic whirlpool, fighting not to succumb to its tenacious pull emotionally. I've been down twice, and I fear going under one more time would cost me my mortal life. Coughing, gagging, crying, and I probably peed and shat upon myself, if truth be told. This battle has none to rival it, for this battle involves my mortal, eternal soul. Exhausted. Nearly completely spent and preparing for what this loss would certainly bring, and still ready to allow that pull to finally win, and you prepare to. When ever so quietly, almost inaudible, yet most assuredly you hear, no, not really hear, but feel, the celestial choir. And you get caught up in the synaptic orgasms, nerve-ending ejaculations, waves of emotions previously unknown. A perfect balance, a
faith, surrender, and power. And you find that you are able to denounce, rebuke, and refuse to lose this battle. And once again, you're caught up. Caught up in the purest experience. And that seemingly untamable whirlpool, now, no more debilitating than a midsummer shower. Mind you, being caught up in the midst of your storm is dangerous if you don't see it for what it truly is. God's whisper to catch your attention, a lifeline in the form of a reminder of whose you are. More and more these days, discernment and descaled eyes have rescued many from the enemy's lies, recognizing and utilizing the hand of God, outstretched and willing, beckoning even that you draw nigh, and in faith give him a try. Once that happens, well, at least for me, there became a palpable change. I no longer felt the weight of my so-called burdens. True to his word, Jesus took on the weight and my burdens became light. It emboldened me to trust him more. And I was caught up and through my very atoms, I felt God's power and might. But I also instinctively knew through faith everything would be all right. Hallelujah, I'm caught up in newly found trust and faith, where it is becoming easier and easier to stress and worry less. Because I now know and trust to be true that God has your back to all our mess. That alone should assure you that in Christ, you are eternally blessed. You don't have to worry about none of that mess.
That's right. Give it up to the universe.
That was fly.
You know how I am. I'm good. That's all right. That's all right. I could tell. We could tell. But you know what? You know how I am. Very spiritual. So I can't stress enough to people to release that shit. Okay? Release it. Let it go. Give it right on up there, universe. I promise you, you'll feel better when you do. That was a very beautiful piece. It was beautiful. It was heartfelt. All of that.
Definitely.
And I loved it. I loved it. Oh, man.
Yeah,
and you know what?
On that.
Yo, you know what?
Thank you, Kim.
King, wait a minute. Don't skip off yet because I forgot to ask the other host that was on right before Divine Inspiration here, but I'm going to get back to her on it. But we ain't letting you skate out of here until you tell us what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe.
As my friend, our friend Gina Storm would say, we have choice. We have every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, myself and Alonzo host the Inspiration Factory, where we just celebrate our love of poetry, our love of God, and our love of one another. It's where we try to praise God and inspire one another. Coming up real soon, I'm going to be posting some changes because we're going to be doing something different each week. There's going to be a more scheduled event, so you don't have to worry about what the theme is this week, because every first Sunday, it's going to be this. Every second Sunday, it's going to be that. I'm looking forward to it because we got things like one segment. It's going to be all Alonzo and Alonzo's aspirations. We got another one Sunday that's going to be cooking with Christ. We got some things. Trying to mix it up a little bit and just continue praising God and empowering and having fun with it. Whoever told you that being a Christian and praising God got to be boring and so stringent and told you a lot that you could have fun in Christ. And that's what we're going to do.
I know that's right. All right, well, I'm ready to be doing some cooking with Christ now. Yeah, I'm a foodie. Okay.
Yeah. I'm really looking. I'm hyped about that platform. I'm hyped about the whole thing. But you know me, I'm a fat man and a skinny body, so you know me and my food. I can't wait for that one.
I'm here to attest to that. It's true. Now, one last hole, ladies and gentlemen. This man can eat. Oh, wow. All right, Pastor Paul, Divine Inspiration, thank you very much for coming through. I'm going to send you on over there with Gina. She over there with her socks off and her feet up, you know, chilling, showing her brand new
nails. Right. I might go over there and massage her
feet. Hey, do what you want. It's all right. All right, Paul, thank you very much. One love.
But
one
thank you. I thank
love
you for this platform tonight. Definitely. God bless you both. One love. One mic.
Okay. Yo, that was dope. That was dope. Let me throw this up in here real quick. Okay. All right.
Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is approximately 10:36 on the clock. You got about a little under a half an hour to get up in here and call in. To the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. Get up on in here before 11 o'clock. And you may be able to continue to enjoy the show. Now,
yeah.
I just know you got something else up in that barrel, in that chamber. Now, the thing is, you gonna play us a song or you gonna spit for us? What you gonna do?
We can spit and then go into the song.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
I know I'm trying to say through, do a run through. All right, I got one. This is titled Lies Versus the Truth. Some of the stories don't add up, suspect in its own right. There's a difference in the daytime than exposure in the nightlife. Don't you know the streets talk? Will the peeps walk now? There's no circus in our town, yet still I see a bunch of clowns. Frowns upside down. Yo, son, what you mad about? What happened to your clout? Shit funny how you run your mouth. Thought you was getting dough, serving John McEnroe. Penny pinching on the low, creeping, sneaking on your toes. We buy folk with your steeds. Please, we see the real you. Old Magoo, tie your shoes, witness how we break the news. Teleport facts off the track. We in the field daily. Ain't the word connected. Keep it stepping. God won't ever fail me. whatever that you're selling, tell them, nigga, you ain't got it. A pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, mark this spot. For all the airdroppers, teardroppers, drama rockers, nosy eye clockers, we got some real shit kept in our lockers. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Huh?
I can't run. I don't know how you do that. The first of all, wait a minute. Let me stop. Let me back up. Peace was dope. How do you rhyme like that constantly and find the right word to sound similar to the ending word in the other line? How do you do that?
I used to rhyme back in the day, but this is like an old joint. I mean, so I had to kind of remember how to say it. I mean,
wow.
My mom would be like, awesome. I appreciate that.
That's
the crazy thing.
Like
trying to remember how you say all them poems, or like the cadence and flow of it. That's the crazy part. That like be like, oh shit, like how do I do this?
I can start out maybe a few lines, but then after a while, I'll be like, you know what? I gotta think on this. I don't like to think when I'm writing. I like for my words to just flow. Whatever it is, I want to flow.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop for a second. Like, what can I use, Nick Devin? You know. So I appreciate that. I really, really do.
Thank you. I appreciate you all
I got another piece. And then we got another caller up there.
No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called, well, I'm going to tell you, I already talked about light and love, so now I'm going to tell you about my pen, okay? It's called I Will Never Put My Pen Down. I will never put my pen down because my poems are never finished, just paused. They're never finished because my poetry is me. I'm still here. I will never put my pen down. I have layers upon layers to me. And as they are peeled back, I just find different ways to put continuous expressions of me on separate pieces of paper. I will never put my pen down. Even after all the years of watching them play pretend through distorted masks, plastic additives, and banal filters, I still don't do societal makeup that you can just wash off and rinse down the sink. They're only labels, and labels aren't written in permanent ink. So I will never put my pen down. I'm like a book filled with many, many stories. Some are intriguing and some will break your heart. Some will make you happy and brighten your day, and some will definitely provoke thought from you being enchanted. Peering into my life, wondering and questioning, how can this be? I'll never put my pen down. So I try to simplify the many aspects of my personality's behavior. For some, still I remain a misunderstood entity. One thing's for sure, I am guaranteed to be the page turner of an interesting read. I will never put my pen down. When the universe says my purpose in this life is fulfilled, that is when I will know when my poem is complete. Until then, my heart will pump ink. I will never put my pen down. That's that piece.
Ooh, never put the pen down. So you went in with that. You kept your pen up and dripping.
Thank you.
That was dope. I love that piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we got another caller up in here with the hand up. And this, as a matter of fact, Kang, this is my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Diva, I'm okay. How you doing, King?
How you doing? I'm good. good out here in these streets.
Yeah. It's good to hear from you, Diva. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I've been away for a while. When I don't talk to y'all for a couple of days, it feels like I haven't talked to you in a month. Like, we getting reunited.
Right?
That's all it is sometimes, because I'm so used to talking to y'all every day. When I miss a day, I'm like, I wonder what they've been doing. It's really, really good to hear from you tonight, girl. So I want to ask you a question of the evening, Diva. What is your take on light, love, and poetry?
That's a good question. Universal. So everybody should love, but everybody don't love. But if you are made from love, you are love, okay? So, wow. and that reflects in your poetry. So that's how I think they intermingle, if you get my drift.
Absolutely. You know, I'm all about love and light and, you know, trying to uplift. So I agree. I absolutely agree with that. What was I going to say? Oh, I'm sorry, Diva. I'm a little bit distracted. Well, one thing I know is, you know, everybody knows that you brought something for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get down off the stage once again. Boy, I'm getting some exercise up and down the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Hold on one second. Okay, right there. That's good. And whenever you're ready, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a short one. Piece of you. So write. When you feel like you can't, pick up your pen and write every emotion you feel, or keep words in your head until you're ready. Staying in the light is a little difficult, but some of us lose our shine due to life, death, strife, or burnout. So again, pick up the pen and let it bleed. Let it out. Light and darkness cannot be together. So when the darkness comes, do your best to overcome and shine again. Be the light, be love, and poetry. And that's that piece.
Be light, love, and poetry.
Oh.
Diva, man. Corey King, what you got for that?
Hey, that was definitely dope. I mean, I always love how you Diva just put your words together and everything, and a certain type of cadence, like, you know, the way y'all flow, it's like songbirds, you know what I mean? Like angels singing in the wind. You know what I mean? Y'all just awesome with it. You know what I mean? I always appreciate hearing y'all poetry. Y'all perfect combination.
Oh, well. I agree, Diva. Thank you, Diva. Now, before I let you skippity dip on out of here, hold on. Could you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, the Pro Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And once in the blue moon, we'll go back down to the love zone. But this week is up for discussion still. But anyway, y'all come through and have some fun with us. It's great poetry, great music. So, and some of our topics really have you thinking, so that's what we want you to do. Back to you, Jill.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Diva. You know, I'm glad you said something because, you know, I forget how close Wednesday is to Monday, and this is Monday. Yeah, we got to play around with it, see what we got, what we come up with. But for now, I'm going to let you go on over there into the Royale Lounge. I'm going to let you start doing it again, King, because it's your thing. I don't know if I'm doing it right.
The Royale Lounge.
There you go. Oh, man. All right, Diva. Thank you very much. One love, one mind.
We appreciate you.
One love, one mind. Nice, nice, very nice. Oh, man. You know what? It's a song that a particular song I want to play. Would that be all right with you, Ken?
Yeah.
All right.
Let the music play.
All right. You know what, Kang? This has been such an amazing show. I didn't even realize what time it was, honestly.
Yeah.
You think we got time to slide another piece up in here?
Yeah, no doubt. We could definitely get there.
Go on. You go head on up there on the stage. I'm gonna hand you the mic whenever you're ready. Mic is yours.
I'm trying to browse through.
You trying to browse? You want me to sit down first?
Yeah.
All right. This is called Sky Dance. We are. Thank you. We are, will always be my favorite part of poetry, because it's amazing how poetry can prompt a being to make anything from anywhere and breathe life into it. Like, no matter how badly it hurts, you can still make a heartbreak sound absolutely beautiful. But it's sad how the one you make the best memories with, and someday become just a memory. Even if I was lost on the darkest of nights among the brightest stars in the heaven, his heart would still shine through and lead me home. I was so enamored with him, but love was never a problem. Sometimes we could talk for hours without uttering a single word because our eyes spoke their own language. But when we lost sight of what we meant to each other, what we really were, conversations just faded. There's a story to be told behind my eyes, but I'm not ready for it to be read. So I tend to look away while my soul is dancing with its reflection for now, because I won't allow anyone to look that deep into me again. Not just yet. He left me with too many unanswered reasons why we are. There's no more. And with no kisses goodbye, he shall remain an unmended wound, because all he does is roam around in my mind without touch. They say it's because I need closure, but I don't think that it exists. Just dreams echoing clarity of an amended soul remains. So as much as I want to revisit that place of we are, I refuse. Because I know that I won't find us there, no matter how hard I look. But just know that we are will always be my favorite part of poetry. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. Beautiful piece. Knocking down doors and walls around here.
Thank you. I know you done came in with the jackhammer, so I'm going to move out the way. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh, man. When the people are so unhappy, let them be. Excuse their energy. They are bringing out some deep-rooted things are in their family. Problems of the world exist. Life can be a naked chick. See the roar through every door. They know the air can get thick. Why do some take a shit and then others want to piss? Believe me, I see the twist on every shift. Same time I see the gift. Now, I don't sit back. I take a stand on the right and the wrong. Somehow I sing the song and have to play along then. So I snatch shadows off walls, hold light upon his life, just to show them who shine bright, then I off their blurred sight. Place oil on the surface when they walk down the wrong street. Forget to meet and greet. It ain't sweet when you sneak. Mindsets differ. Everyone can think the same, but you can. Violin their performance, I play with notes that are from a divine band. Whatever's in their diagram, stars glow on the map plans. Angels and demons are dreaming about living back in our land. King.
Yo, you stay manifesting the light. That's another thing I love about your pieces, y'all. That was beautiful. That was dope. But like
Thank
I said,
you, I appreciate
it's direct and intentional. So that makes it even better, y'all. I'll tell you what, though, this was a heck of a show. I mean, for us to,
yeah.
I'm like, We almost had 11 o'clock already? Dang. God, man, I must have had an awesome time.
we had, you know what I mean? So that's what's up on that. You know, beautiful show tonight. Music and poetry.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for coming through. So, hey, we banged it out, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we did. And I thank you for letting me ride shotgun with you once again.
No doubt, no doubt. It's all good. Well, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. All right, well, I'm going to let you take us out with a song. Say, love and light. Peace.
Love and light, peace.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside of her. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning. She said, and I said, mommy, you can take me home.
Yo.
You let the whole crew get on.
I got this chick from Cali, took violence, she wild, gangster, she knows it, she got it like that. We was driving on Crenshaw, cruising for food, pulled up beside me, sped off in the left. And I said, damn girl, you acting like you don't know, never seen me before. Had to throw the cribs on MTV video, what you think TS stand for? She said, yeah, that's true, and the diamonds is no facade. Used to be a broke nigga from the BX, now I'm rich, got the world screaming terror squad. Think about it now, everywhere we go, every other city we toast, they never say no. Seems like every other night I got a different chick begging me.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside of her. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning. She said, then I say, mommy, you can take me home, we can let the whole crew get on.
Had some Remy in my car, right? And that's when I peeped them. She's looking so fresh and so clean up. The fit is that her point is I really do mean it. I ain't never seen it. There were some people standing in between. I took over there so I could meet him. I had him pinned up in the cut, get his features. If he got a girl, I know she's heated. But right now I'm what he needed. If he crushed me, then trust me, it's a guarantee that he's not leaving. Told me he hurting me, but don't know me. And I liked him for some reason. Invited him to my place, sat on his face. And I ain't got a man, so it ain't cheating. Think about it now, I don't gotta stress.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside of her. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning. She said, mommy, you can take me home, let the whole crew get on.
Yeah, you're a big girl, eat it up. Now tell your friend to hold your hand while you eating up. A little hot, little drunk, little weeded up. We in the truck, I'm freaking off by the speakers bump. I'm steady speeding up, swerving the bumps. I'm trying to fuck, but I ain't trying to fuck the 23s up. So I ease up, drunk and focused, trying to watch the road until the back seat's heating up. I throw my paper them, wish you could see them. I know you hear them reason, like you've been possessed by demons. I know you heed it, wish you was here, but gotta go now. Have a good evening, hang up the phone now. Have a good weekend, shorty just cold, you both in front seat. And I think she about to go down. Full season, I know the horn ain't beat for no reason. 3 in the morning acting indecent. She's so horny, damn, it shit seems like every other night I get a group of chicks begging me.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside of her. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning. She said, then I said, mommy, you can take me home, we can let the whole crew get on. She wanna take me home, lay me up inside of her. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning. She said, then I said, mommy, you can take me home, you let the whole crew get on.